Classic Hits 4CA. It's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Yes, welcome indeed to another edition of The King Review. Very, very excited to be with you for another show. The elephant in the room of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. That's what we need to be talking about more and more. And that elephant in the room is the very, very low vaccination rates on Indigenous communities. Think about this. The rate in Cairns is at about 43%, slightly above the Queensland and national average. About 43%. But just down the road in Yarrabah, Queensland's biggest Indigenous community, the latest vaccination rates there are about 12.5%. 12.5% compared to over 40%. For a place like Cairns, that is a massive, massive gap. And not only that, we've got Indigenous health organisations in the NT calling for rates on Indigenous communities there to be at 90 or 95%, given how vulnerable that community is. 12.5% in Yarrabah, we've got new calls to get to 90 or 95%. How on earth will we make up that gap? And the biggest question, perhaps, of all is, if those vaccination rates don't climb in Indigenous communities, will that stall or put a handbrake on our state opening back up? I can't see Anastasia Palaszczuk reopening our borders and ending the lockdowns if a place like Yarrabah and other Indigenous communities are at 20 or 30% fully vaccinated. It's a big topic. We're going to start debating that issue on today's show with the boss of the vaccine rollout here in Cairns, and we'll continue that debate over coming weeks. We also cover real estate, we cover the rental crisis and a bunch of other topics. But first, let's get stuck into that COVID-19 vaccine debate.